Next is in the matter of Chadwick Hooker.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justices of the Court. Amanda Figland, Assistant Ethics Counsel, Office of Attorney Ethics, and Figland is Effison Frank, IGLAND. Service in this matter is proper, and additionally, the OAE did speak to Mr. Hooker on February 26, 2026, where he indicated that he had received the DRB decision, but had not received the order show cause. So the OAE on that day emailed Mr. Hooker a copy of the court's order to show cause. He confirmed receipt on that day, and we advised him that if he had any questions, he should reach out to the court. So we do believe, with that information and the fact that he received a copy of our oral argument form, that he knew the date and time of this appearance today. The OAE agrees with the unanimous decision, or recommendation rather, of the Disciplinary Review Board on January 22nd, 2026, that respondent should be disbarred for knowingly misappropriating escrow and client funds in one complaint and engaging in the authorized practice of law for over a year in the second complaint. This matter is two disciplinary complaints which both come before the court as default matters. Complaint number one, which is DRB 25178, was knowing misappropriation in three client matters. Two matters were misappropriation of escrow accounts, and the other matter was misappropriation of client settlement funds. Respondent did not have authorization of any of those clients, and similar to Jupin and some of the other authorities cited by the Disciplinary Review Board, he was carefully monitoring funds that he had moved to his attorney business account, and when needed to return escrows to clients, he was able to return just in time the funds that were needed. And overall, I believe it was seven different instances of money traveling back and forth for those matters.
You're presenting this as a classic case of knowing misappropriation.
That's the first complaint, Your Honor. Correct. The second complaint involves unauthorized practice of law. That's DRB 25177. The court granted that respondent should be temporarily suspended on March 21, 2024, in light of complaint number one that I would discuss. And following that temporary suspension, respondent failed to file his Rule 12020 affidavit, and then for the next year continued to practice representing clients he was already representing, and then taking on, I believe, six additional clients and representing those clients in Burlington County, one in Morris County, and one in Hudson County. And they were a variety of criminal matters, family court matters. This, again, is each complaint on its own is the sanction is disbarment, and the board issued a very thorough decision on the sanction and the law behind all that. The board also suggested some additional items of relief, including that respondent provide proof that he reimbursed his client, Ms. Benthal. She was the client that had settlement funds, that he took $5,000 worth of settlement funds, and she didn't receive those funds. The $3,335 owed back to her. The board recommended that respondent be required to disclose. I will tell the court that after that complaint was filed, Ms. Benthal may have received her funds, but certainly not within the time frame. And we would like respondent to be required to advise when those funds were provided to Ms. Benthal. Additionally, the board recommended that respondent be required to disgorge legal fees he obtained from five clients: Bolden, Confidential Client 1, Confidential Client 2, Mr. Cousins, and Mr. Kemp. And those were fees that he had received right before he was suspended or just after he was suspended by the court. Additionally, following the court's decision in Dina Falcon, one of the other clients of the eight clients he represented, Ms. Wiggins, is also entitled to have funds reimbursed or disgorged to her. She paid $5,000 to respondent through her daughter, Tiana Green, who was the power of attorney for her. And the respondent in this case said he would perform legal services. He never filed the brief. He prepared a brief, didn't file it, lied to her about it, lied to her when she said, I can see you're, you know, suspended from practice, denied that. And this was all during a time where he was administratively ineligible for practice, from practice, which was June 2023 through January 2024. So the facts are fairly similar to the Dina Falcon case, and we would recommend to the court that in addition to the five client matters, that the board noticed that the Wiggins matter additionally, that client should receive her funds disgorged. Similarly, to the matter just before the court, I'm not sure if the fund has paid out on any of these matters. If the fund has paid out, the fund should be reimbursed, but otherwise these clients should receive their funds. It was a substantial amount of money that respondent took during this period of time where he was practicing while suspended. And again, we join with the board, or we agree with the board's recommendation that respondent should be disbarred.